anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. We're joined today by the fastest man on the internet, two-time Russian kickboxing champion, Guinness Book World Record holder. This is round two with him. This is episode 200 of the Anything Combat Show. Please welcome to the show, Pavel Trusot. What's up, Pavel?
My brother, thank you very much for the invitation. I really appreciate it. I hope we will shed the light on the a lot of troubles in the martial arts right now, a lot of misunderstandings, you know. I hope it's going to be very interesting to listen for the all people. It could be a coach, it could be the beginner in the gym, it could be the professional fighter. I hope it's going to be very interesting and fruitful conversation for the martial arts, my brother. I'm so pleased that you invite me. Let's go.
100% welcome, dude. So my first question for you today is, what's new in your life? What are you working on right now that's a new development that you want to tell everybody about?
Yeah, I opened a new gym in Slovakia, Bratislava, exactly the place where I live and what I'm considering living for at least the next years. It's a combat gym. I conduct there a lot of trainings by myself. I really like to do it, and I try to grow in this business. Industry is changing. You know, a lot of commercial gyms closer to me right now, and I try to build something unique. I try to build another strategy, which is very interesting and challenging for me. But nevertheless, it's going good. It's going good. We invested a lot in the repair. We have unique boxing bags from Russia, by the way. I like all different boxing bags. We have different robot machines. We have different heavy bags, all of them for the different purposes, Cobra bags. I try to create some unique gym completely and bring people also unique approach here. And that's one of the main focus, of course, also the family. I have a small daughter. I do not remember in the first interview of us. I probably already got her. I don't remember when last time we spoke, but she's growing. She's going to turn 2 years old very, very soon. And it's a huge motivation for me to conquer my brother. Yeah, that's it.
Tell me, would you get her into martial arts and boxing?
Look, she already knows how to do squats. She already knows how to accomplish burpee. And my heart is melting every time when I see it. She's very small. She's coming to me. She wants to show boom, you know, with the punch. A lot of guys in the martial arts, a lot of friends of mine, they also have kids. But probably I understood them and comprehend the real that mission. What are you like the burden? What do you carry? Like a responsibility? What do you have in your heart for the child? It's very big. Once I just have her, she's becoming smarter. It's becoming even more sensitive for me. Man, it could. I mean, the child, especially daughter for the man, could melt the heart of any fighter, of any crazy man in the martial arts, because this thing is big.
Tell me about the motivation. What's that done to you? How's that changed you?
Man, it changes me very a lot. And I think I've changed as a person so much. And I felt how through the time I'm changing more and more. It moved me to the incorrect way sometimes. Then it moved me to the other way from the time to time. It's the big thing in the life that could make you to rethink about all your values, all your virtues, and about everything what you could appreciate, right? Because you remember how a lot of us in the same period of the life were chasing, for example, like a money, or we want to build business, we want to earn a lot, right? But once we have a daughter, we have her eyes. Man, these moments are super crazy. And we realize if something happens with her, she's becoming sick, small illness, we realize how health, relationship with your woman, everything about the weather at home, it really makes your life feel completely different. And in my life, it was the same too, bro. I was, from time to time, I was chasing. I want to just crush everything in the business. I want to conquer the world. But I haven't realized that Damn, I have to just to care about most about my family. They have to be healthy. All people who I love, who I respect, they have to feel great. That's the most important. And all this race for us to chase only money, it's not always right. Of course, we have to do our best to provide the family. But first, we have to remember what's the key, what made us who we are precisely. The love, the love of your parents, the love of your kids, love of your wife, your girlfriend. That's very important. And for me, that's about the balance. When I have very good at home, but I have very good with my daughter, she's healthy, everything is going perfect, I can train more. I can work also more. And it's always about this balance. But a child is the very big challenge, and every man, I think, has to go through this.
Pavel, you've been very busy, man. You know, you got all your businesses going on, you got the gyms, you got the coaching, you've got all the social media work as well. And you and I spoke about the movies. So how did the filming go with some of the work that you did with those guys?
Yeah, I got an invitation also from the director of the movie, J.J. Perry, his name. You can Google him and find a lot of movies of him. There I participated in a movie with the name After Burn. I still don't know, can I talk about this or not, because we still have to wait until official drop of the trailer or something like that, or until they're going to drop the cast, because it was my first experience in the movie. But I never tried anything like that. And when they invited me, I didn't expect a movie recording. It's a thing like that, because I expect, okay, it's Slovakia, small country. Okay, some American guys came here, but I didn't expect to see here Slovakian army for the preparation. I didn't expect to see how they're building the wall, and then huge tank with the army guys demolishing this wall, all these bricks going out. We have to record it entire night. And I was basically the stunt guy who's trying to do different roles, because I got there, let's say, one longer role, but it's without me talking, only me activity. I just was jumping there on the huge tank. Then I was imitating how I have a gun there. I'm shooting, something like that was there. And also, it was very interesting. Some active scenes, because there the guy, you know him. I bet a lot of people know him, Dave Bautista. He's also like a... He was in the Marvel Avengers, you know, the big guy who was with the small guy Groot. He was there. That's Olga Kurylenko, also the woman. She was on the Agent 007. She was there too. There was one more guy from the Game of Thrones also was there. And all people who was working this movie, it was so crazy to work with the guys who were making the... Effects for the Avengers, for the different movies with the Vin Diesel. I mean, very powerful people, and I got experience to work with them. It was absolutely amazing. I think it's a very interesting experience. But still, imagine you're not sleeping entire night. You're somewhere out of the city jumping on the tank within 10 hours. This is so crazy. They want to record it good. They're blowing up cars. I saw everything with myself. And J.J. Perry is the guy who loves all these movements, not on the PC, but he loves to imitate. He loves everything real, but he hates imitation of this through the AI. That's why people there got injured. They were stunt guys was doing crazy things there, you know? I was surprised by this, by the absolute professional approach and watching how people record in Hollywood movie. And also one thing what made me feel, maybe sometimes even, for me it was cheeky. I didn't understand what to do with that when I see how I came to the some unknown endeavor for the myself, and I see a lot of people follow me. They know me as a guy from the Instagram. I see them. I'm not even doing stunts, but these guys who are making fighting scenes, they follow me. They know me, and they see them. How's very big could be our social media if we're doing it right? Yes, we have a message, for example, to deliver approach that you're fast or you're the great coach, and people know you. People could get you know through the social media, and sometimes we cannot imagine how we could be impactful for the people, right? Maybe 1,000 people will watch this podcast, right? But one guy after this will decide to change something. And we don't know, even when we can change the life of the one person, right? It's absolutely unbelievable. And here is the thing, right? Just guys, I'm a usual guy who started to post videos on the Instagram and share with people idea of the love in martial arts and the kickboxing precisely. And then this thing brought me to the movies without any connection. Just I was invited there. I don't have agency with me. I don't have powerful team. I do by myself. That's why the message to do not stop in your hobby. Do not stop. Do think what you really like and what makes you satisfied and fulfilled inside. That's the one of the main conclusion. Never stop towards your goal.
Pavel, I want to get your gauge on this. So basically, with all the experience that I've gone through, I kind of came to the conclusion that when you work hard on something and you build reputation and you sacrifice, you work hard on a particular industry and you become known for that, you then get opportunities awarded to you that are not part of what you've done. But because you built that social reputation, because so many people have known you or seen your work, because of that, they now have given you the opportunity to do something else. So when people say, how'd you get this opportunity? Or how'd you get this opportunity? The real answer is to work hard on a specific thing. And then when you do that, you then get those opportunities. And I feel like that's happened with you because you've worked on your business and your social medias, and that's actually led you to a new opportunity that you didn't even intend on, which was the movies. So I want to ask you, how do you feel, and what do you want to tell the people about working hard on a specific industry, a specific project, to then build their social reputation, build their branding, so then they can move on to the next thing for their life?
Absolutely. Here is the one thing what everybody has to remember, right? You have to understand that working hard is not enough. And that's one of the main problem what social media could distract you with, right? They're saying, man, work hard. No, you have to also understand what exactly you're doing and for what you're doing, right? We can work hard, but do things simply incorrect. That's what I was also facing of earlier, right? I work so hard. I'm anticipating a result, but it simply doesn't work well. Because a lot of people are speaking only about pure motivation. It's what I said to you earlier, right? Maybe you will hear some coaches or somebody like that, right, from this industry. But you can see on the Instagram becoming so viral videos where are people staying and I don't know, they're the coach, student, and the coach hits his face, right? He has the queue line of the people. Yeah, he got likes, he got reposts of the all public pages, but he's a clown. Actually, he's a clown, and his hard work, how he will tell, right? He is going to sleep and thinking maybe, oh man, I'm doing the very successful on the social media. I earn a lot of likes, but that's nothing. Without the precise person, without the precise goal, you cannot be the clown or have the not serious image of your activity, right? If you want to gain the reputation, if you wanna if you wanna look serious in the eyes of people with who you'd like to build future cooperation, you definitely have to show your authority. You definitely have to demonstrate your skill too. Therefore, I'd like everybody not just to work hard, but basically to build a precise plan. If you're building the gym, you have started reading books of the Alex Garmozzi and watch his videos, how he was leaving the gym, got absolutely nothing. Read the book where he shares all experience. What exactly was the problem? Why didn't work for him? Learn your stuff on the experience, on the mistakes of others. You don't need to to make the same mistakes, right? All powerful interiors already, for example, like you, right? Not all of them interesting, not all of them still pushing hard when, for example, first 50 interviews working, right? I posted videos a few years. It didn't work at all, right? When you start interviews, you also didn't feel yourself perfectly on the first 2 or 3, even 10 videos, right? You're building your skill from video to video, and you meet right people, they bring you to the other place, right? Because you're doing something. and you try to do it correct. You're not doing this just for fun. You try to make it smart. And always, regardless in the which endeavor you are, you have to have precise understanding and vision. What is the final goal and what you have to do exactly for you to have it?
And another thing that I'll add to that is you said about the reputation of the people in the industry, specifically martial arts. We see a lot of clowns and a lot of people that their reputation's terrible. And I want to ask you, seeing that you've been boxing for so long, how do you feel like boxing built your reputation and made you into a better person?
Here is the one thing. I will tell you right now something very unusual, let's say, right? But I think maybe for me it worked completely opposite, but I'll tell you something, right? For me, when I was young, I started training since 6 years old. And when parents brought me to the gym, I was scared of the lot of things. It was 40 people in the gym. I'm 6 years old. I don't understand what's up at all, right? It's the huge group. Coach explains something. I have no idea what's going on, right? All competition of my life before 18, I'm not satisfied with any fight of this. I was young and I didn't know the right technique because my school, my kickboxing school, didn't bring me the exact technique. I think like that because now I'll teach people much better than I got the lessons from my first coach. And for me, not boxing exactly built my character. For me, when I already was years in the boxing, but when I start first to make first steps in the business, it helped me to improve my boxing. Basically, people use martial arts to build their business endeavor. They want to have better confidence. It works for a lot of people. I'm saying all the time, I have a lot of people who comes to the gym. They're scary to start, and especially young boys, right? 10 years old, his mom brought him to the gym. He's shaking like that. I try to give them the right approach. And then parents come and say, man, he became much better. He's now more calm. He's not going to argue with me like a mother says. But for me, it was completely different. I was the normal child. Everything was under my right. Everything right was in my head. But still, I got, let's say, some lack of the confidence. I feel like that. Even after 10 years, for example, of the boxing. But once first steps in the business, once I start here to learn some things, man, you cannot imagine it start to exactly work for me to have better confidence in the boxing. I start to feel myself different. Maybe I was missing this precisely. Because for me, I don't know, I punched my entire life. But I was missing the business. And for me, business was the small piece of the puzzle and all this collection, what made me to feel completely different. And now I feel I'm in the balance. I cannot imagine myself without me having business and my skills all together in the boxing. It's for me, it's synergy of the two different things, which made me reach this level of the confidence, what helped me now speak to you, deliver my message, treat people every day, grow in the business too. That's like that. Pretty weird probably, but yeah, I have to share my experience.
With your coaching, you've helped so many different people and you've built them their game, you've built their confidence. How do you feel like coaching people changed you as a man?
I start to feel I found coaching people is my real inclination. And first, when I started to train people, I felt how that's exactly what I like to do. When I was young, I didn't know what's my final mission in this life and how I have to change the world, basically. I want to be the movie director too. I want to become the football player when I was young. I was crazy, but it's normal. We have to learn very a lot to find our real inclination. I hate when you jump from the area to the area without understanding, just for the rank money. I want you to find what you like to do and what could let you to work 24/7, even hard, and don't be tired. You can do it only in the case you really love it. I found my real inclination, and I wish everybody to find what exactly your real mission. My mission is to teach people. Once I start to teach people, My methods were changing very a lot of times, you can imagine, right? I start to coach people since my about 20 years old after my university. Now I'm 30 years old, 10 years I'm coaching people. And even yesterday I was texting the guy who bought my course. I just was texting all people who bought my course VIP package. And the guy said, man, I never been trained earlier, but once I took your program, I realized how I can progress online. I never seen this type of the explanation. You changed my life. I read this message and my day feels different. My mood is on another level for the next days. I feel how I changed the life of the one person. Man, this is so crazy, actually, how we can do it. And I'm so grateful that we live together with you in this style, when we can speak like this together online. We never seen each other in the real life, but we anyway can deliver message. We can apply this in our social media. A lot of people could get motivated and start to do something. They listen my story, they listen your story. And this is absolutely unbelievable. We can impact on the lives through our coach and through our messages on the interview. It makes us, I don't know, just like a small superheroes in the small worlds of us, let's say like that. Man, and let me ask you right now, just I spoke to you last time. What exactly has changed through this time? Because you were doing a lot. I saw you are, you start to grow, basically, right? I see you are not just doing only interviews. You start to travel, start to move. Give us more details, me and people who listen to us.
The industry of martial arts, I wanted to be a part of it in more of a comprehensive way compared to just interviewing people and then moving on. I felt like I needed to build, first of all, a brand about the culture of the sport and the process of starting in the sport and then becoming better, becoming a fighter, a combatant, to become a better person and to level up your confidence so then you can go and tackle different things in your life. And I feel like I wanted to build a bigger social media to provide this message and to also help others tap into that. And in doing so, I've fallen in love with the sport, with the training, and what it's done for me and my confidence and other avenues and industries that it's helped me in my life. And because of that, the fact that it's made me a better person, I want to spread that mission and spread that message to other people. So I did travel to Phuket. I did train with the fighters. And I feel like by me training, I get to understand the sport in a more comprehensive way, which brings into the interviews, which then allows me to have a deeper conversation with them. And then by doing that, I can spread the message in a more coherent manner.
What's the final goal? What's the final message, brother?
I think that the final goal is the tagline of the show. The reason I named Anything Combat the tagline of Become a Combatant. You can start off as a nobody. You can start off as a scared individual, but it doesn't have to remain that way. You can become something better through martial arts. You can become a better person. You can become what you truly desire. And everybody that tells you that that can't happen or that you're thinking too big, that it's a lie, because you get to choose who you are at the end of the day. And if you go through martial arts, you can to become a combatant. And that's why we named the tagline for the show. It's for the person that feels like they don't have anything, or for the person that doesn't have anything, because through martial arts, they can actually become and actually have something more.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. We could change, even here at the gym, a lot of personalities, right? When people come and they're basically feel weak, right? Then in the 1 year, they're flourishing. And especially it's about the men who are like 15, 16 years old, right? You can choose, right? You're watching TV shows every day, or you go to the gym. I give them to work more. I give them to work harder. And I think how they're like strange hobbies, like playing PC games, 24/7. And as before, I see they're saying, oh man, I just played 50 hours this week or something. And then they ask, oh man, I train 3 times a week. Do you have more trainings? It's replacing their bad hobbies. It helps them to understand what exactly it has to do. And for me, you see, I'm 30. I'm not a coach, 50, 60 years old, right? We're still with them on the edge of the generations when we can still comprehend each other perfectly. I understand guys who are 15, 16 years old. But for them also easier to communicate with me. I'm 30, but when a coach is very old, he doesn't understand these things. But for me, you have to feel every person. To you, to change the person, for you to make from this guy a real man, you have to understand what could make him to become better as he's the brother, he's the son, he's the future fighter, maybe. What could make him what he missed right now? And I'm so grateful because it's a very deep, if you can understand from my monologue right now, that every person needs his personal approach. It's a psychological game where we have to find the way to the every person. And I'm so grateful I'm in this area. And one more thing in the martial arts is very important, my brother. You work in the different gyms, and now you will agree with me for the 100% that imagine in my gym could come for the one session people who are making a million, right? Or a person who's just on the beginning of the journey of his business, 18 years old. And they do workout together in the group session. And they're both becoming satisfied with the workout. And gym is the equal. You cannot here hide your real face, right? If you're a lazy person, I see it, you're lazy. If you're getting mad during of the sparring, when once you miss just the one punch, that's type of your character. And that means in the real life, I'll see the same thing. You're not ready for the setbacks, for the hardships. You miss just the one punch. I'm telling you guys, here is a normal to miss. It's not a ballot. We're not in the dance school. If you miss here something, it's fine. Don't be nervous. Don't try to hit back immediately. It's the also chess match, right? You have to be smart. You have to understand what you're doing, for what you're doing. And for a lot of people, it's a training of the character. And my man, a lot of people, they cannot withhold with that. They just, their mental endurance don't let them to go through these things. And they're thinking, okay, I won in the life a lot. I achieved it in the life. Why some guy 10 years old could beat my ass on the simple rounds? Man, train. If you want to grow as a man, you have to know how to stand, against of the punches. You have to know defense. It's normal. It has to be normal. It has to be with your blood. Just how to protect yourself. How to walk confidently. When you go somewhere with your girlfriend, for example, and you just show yourself as a man. You go with your mother, for example, somewhere. You're a young man. You have to be always able to protect her. If you don't want to fight with anybody outside, it's absolutely normal, but at least you have to understand the cost of the punch, right? Gym helps us with that. When we understand that we have guns here, 2 guns, we have to have the license for them, but I mean, because it's a real weapon. A lot of people don't realize it. And then they hit somebody outside, they go to the jail. Because if they try martial arts, some of them, right, they will understand, oh man, you see, I could hit and person could fall, or I could hurt person badly. What if I hit somebody outside? It will be the fucked up, right? It will be dangerous. Martial arts are very big, and you can find a lot of implementation of them in their real life situations, right? You see. Yeah, it was a long message.
Pavel, now that you've basically grown your socials, you have big influence now in the space and in the industry. And I want to ask you, seeing that you're making an impact right now, what do you need to do next to make an even bigger impact on society that's positive?
I think temporary, at least for the few months, I will try to maintain the same direction like now. I try to share with people a lot of tutorials and a lot of useful stuff for how for them to grow in the martial arts. I truly believe that through the right animations and showing them applying of the skills with the shadow, with the boxing back with the opponent, they could progress, because I demonstrate them my technique, I try to deliver the message, and I post stuff almost every day absolutely for free across of the all social media. Definitely for people who want to train with me closer, they always can have me closer and take some of my products what I prepared with the soul and with my holistic comprehensive approach, what I tried on the 1,000 people already. And I also try to record collaborations, right? I was in Malta, we recorded video with Erickson Samuel again. I also recorded there the video with a huge guy with the nickname Genetic Anomaly guy. Guy calls himself like a natty vegan, but he's the like he looks ridiculously big, you know. He's like my height, but imagine he's 30 something kilograms more than me. Crazy experience. I try to also collab with the different people, try to grow there, to deliver my basic message them. Guys, you have to train smart. And for you just hitting boxing back and say, oh, I love boxing, it's not enough. You have to understand what you're doing. You have to know the right technique and bring them also idea, my man, over the sports longevity in the boxing. I have no idea why nobody's talking about it. A lot of people are saying only this to punch harder, only this to punch faster. I want to show you guys, if your shoulder hurts, you do that. If your hips don't work, you have to do that. Nobody in the martial arts almost deliver message, only like a handful people sharing this message with others, but that's what I want to deliver. And I think for me, just to deliver more and show more, my plan and my goal, answering your question, will be to run my YouTube channel again, but do it on the week basis. For example, to post video a week and share there my training ideas. I hope it will help a lot of people. And but it also requires from me very a lot, right? I need to find the time to record. I need to build the good script for the every video. And for me, it's very important. I cannot just turn the camera and do something. I have to prepare the good products for the people that I feel responsibility for. And my plan is to share more of my message, definitely, and make it across of the all platforms. Regardless, they're growing. I want to build a real fan base, real people who follow in all my steps, what I do, what is my life, what I like, because it's the magic of the social media. We can just post things and have followers, or we can build the people who will go with us no matter what forward.
I got two questions for you. So with your collabs, you got the Erickson Samuel stuff, and I've been seeing what work you've been doing with him. So I want to ask you, how is it working with him? Does that increase your skill level? And the second question I want is about the vegan guy. How strong was he?
About Erickson Samuel. Erickson Samuel, I think, is the genetically talented guy. I truly believe in it, because his speed, as he said me, was naturally with him since the beginning, and then his strength just increased on the absolutely crazy level. And when he's training always day by day, he's becoming even faster, stronger, and a lot of people know him for his explosiveness. And that's a combination of his genetical part and also his hard work, which I appreciate so much. And I wanna tell you that every time when I train with him, I'm getting motivated so much. And it's always interesting to train with a person who's going to become faster or punch faster, which is basically already very fast. He's very fast, and when we try to punch together at the same time, we're battling with each other, and therefore we're getting this crazy attention of the people, 100,000 likes on the one video, for example, or like 500,000 on the other one when we're doing the combination. That's why we're trying to battle friendly with each other, who's going to become faster and better. I unbelievably respect him. We recorded their podcast on the Malta. It's going to be dropped, I hope, in the couple of months. And about the other guy, Genetic Anomaly, huge bodybuilder. It was the random collab, but it was very interesting to for me to try myself on the bodybuilding, because when you lift weights, your purpose is to become tired. In the martial arts, you have to do everything to do not become tired. You have to withhold more, you have to train more, but there you have to lift one rep and already be sweaty and feel your biceps is burning, right? And we have to able to punch 50 hooks and don't become tired. It's very interesting for me, but I truly believe if you're a guy from the martial arts, you already possess such a good neuromuscular connection that you have, that you can easily control your muscles and feel them immediately. For example, when I do pull-ups, I can do them mostly using my upper back, or I can do them using my arms. And when we start training with him, I feel how everything what he explains to me, I comprehend immediately what he wants from me. And I was trying to teach him martial arts. And it's so funny to see how huge guy, more than 100 kilograms of the clean muscles. He just like, he's huge, jacked, you know. When he tries to punch, it looks so funny. It's like, I don't know. It's something weird when you see it. He looks like a freak, and that's his purpose. He's such a nice personality. I have to mention he is obsessed with the sport. Once you Google genetic anomaly on the YouTube or like, I don't know, anywhere, you'll see guys very big. He already met with a lot of people in the bodybuilding world. In the bodybuilding world, as Sim Sulik, he met also the like Larry Wills and a lot of influencers from the bodybuilding world. For me, it was a nice experience to see another sport. Yeah, it was so funny together. And our video where I'm hitting his abs, he's wearing the mask, became super viral too. It was funny and unbelievable experience.
Pavel, you're always talking about the neuromuscular connection that you get from martial arts. Can you run everybody by what you mean by that, and why is that important specifically from martial arts?
I'll ask you one question, right? Imagine that when we're considering professional fighter, as Gervonta Davis, as Alexander Usyk, for example, while I truly believe these people have the absolutely deep understanding how their body works, right? They absolutely feel for what they're ready, for what they're not ready, and the sense of the neuromuscular connection for us is just to understand which part of the body responsible for each punch, which part of your body is becoming, for example, tired during the sparring, and then you try to increase the endurance stamina of this part precisely and make it to become absolutely invulnerable. That's what we have to do. We have to work smart, not just hit the back and understand it. For example, we have our shoulder joint is one of the most complex joints in our body, and we understand that we're punching, for example, we're punching, all these movements are unhealthy, you have to know, and we can get injured our collarbone or something like that. Trust me, a lot of people in the sparrings doing that when they try to spar hard and was in a lot of gyms and see horrible injuries. And I try to build the way for people to learn martial arts through the understanding of the body. They have to feel their legs strengthening. They have to understand their legs have to be strong and how to, for example, move to the side using your hamstring more, or how to make ducks and which part of your lower back has to work, which part has not to work. I just go deeper to it. I train already martial arts 24 years. And I just try to go deeper and deeper and learn people through this approach. Imagine that comes guy to the gym and he learns punches with them. He's staying with the entire group of the people, but he cannot turn his hip. For him, technique doesn't work at all. And what you'll do, you'll scream on him or you'll do for him more punches. I was trained 1 month, for example, right? Just on the beginning of my journey. It didn't work, right? But once I start to give them a lot of drills for the hip mobility, for the flexibility of his lower back, and then bam, he start to turn his hip. He learns transferring the weight from the leg to the leg during the punching. That's the approach what everybody has to do, not the just bullshit with the punching and do a lot of endurance drills. People have to feel their body. People have to understand how the body works, which muscles are responsible there for the hook, which muscles could make your cross to reach of reach opponent face. For example, if I'm staying like that, I want to reach my opponent with the cross. I need to possess stretched my upper back muscles to reach opponent. I have to pull my shoulder forward. Which muscles are responsible for it? Your upper back muscles, for example, right? Your latissimus. If your lats, they're very short, how you're going to be able to provide such a long punch? You know, that's it. And it is what it is. A lot of people still think no, just train. I do not like it, but I respect all approaches, you know. Just I have my approach. For me, everybody stay healthy. For me, nobody got injured. For me, everybody go through the hard sparrings. People go to compete and they win. That's all. That's what is important for me.
Pavel, seeing that you have a system that focuses on, you know, helping their nervous system so it's not overloaded, an injury prevention system and approach, I want to know from you, how is it that your approach is, superior to the other approaches by helping people prevent injuries before they even happen? Why are you able to help people that way?
For me, the first brick on my mind was when I trained with one guy. It was in my Russia time, when I was living in Russia back in the day. The guy was competing on the European level in the boxing, and 19 years old, he already stopped his career because of the shoulder injury. I already was asking questions, why? His coach was giving him absolutely hard sessions, my man. He was killing him every session with his approach. It was super hard. In the same time, super efficient, but in the same time, very, very short time in the boxing. Guy loved boxing so much, you cannot imagine how. And when I see that such a talented guy, what could be the talented future after MRI, they're saying, man, we have to go through the surgery. We have to check your rotator cuff. It's almost destroyed. How that's possible? Your shoulder joint is the joint of the already 56 years old man, but you're only 19. Parents got shocked, don't understand why. Old school coach says, okay, man, sorry that, you know, it is what it is. Okay, next one. For me, it's not what I like, basically. And the sense of the approach, you'll be agree with me for the 100% that in our sport is the most important part to stay healthy. If you want to become fast, you have to stay healthy. You cannot do it when your shoulder or your neck hurts, right? You will feel that something stopped you, right, on the way. The same principle there with the power too. I cannot punch strong to the boxing bag if my wrist hurts, right? And we have to find the reason why your wrist hurts. It could be a very stiff, some different spasms over your forearm, or in the sum of the way it's pretty unstable. We have to strengthen your wrist too. That's the sense of this approach. And I think it's obvious, right? When we're talking together about it, right, you feel it's obvious, right? We have to go like that. But a lot of gyms, they're just keeping this way. When you come to the sum camp, you see guys run, immediately run. Man, for me, look, I have a group of the people, even fighters, they have a job. I'll tell you, right? Because some people, amateur fighters, they have a job. They go to the office. Then they come to the gym. How can I give them explosiveness on the beginning, right? They have to stretch their hips, muscles, their glutes, because they were sitting in the office simply. If I give them such an active workout in the beginning, something could start here. And that's a lot of examples of the people who come to me from the previous gym and ask me, can you help me with something? And then I help them, they're staying with me. Because I say, man, why you do sparring day in the gym and you do warm up by yourself? You come and I see people already 100 reps. How you can go to spar like that, man? Before sparring, I do about 30 minutes of the workout. For me, it's important. I do planks. I work for my abs, for my lower back. I warm my shoulder joint there. I do different movements for the stretching for me to feel myself better. why I need to go through the risk. Because older people after 40, if something just straightforward, man, it could be disaster for them. That's why even logically right now, every person who listens to us, maybe they will have a chance to comprehend why they got a lot of injuries in their gym, because the approach was to root to their body. Coach could love you. Coach could appreciate you as a human, but maybe he doesn't have enough knowledge. You have to study. You have to read some. You have to read some study researches. What's new? People ask you a lot of questions. Which biohacking tools people also could implement? You know, for them to feel better. It's a huge endeavor. It's a science. Kickboxing, boxing, martial arts also is a science, bro. You know.
Pavel, you wrote, you said that boxing is a self-expression. It's your self-expression. So what do you think your boxing style and training says about you and your life?
My boxing style is always explosive, and I very like the speed, right? I really like to experiment there with the speed, because speed is... I want to have a speed as my hallmark, is my forte. I will not say I'm a strong guy, unfortunately, and it's so hard to combine a lot of muscles and speed of your punches. It's the very tiny fine line between the both sides, and you have to mostly choose which hallmark you could have, right? For me, it's the speed. And I also love to do everything fast in the life. It has for me the direct correlation between these two. As you said, it's some kind of the self-expression, because I feel in the life we have to be very fast too. We have to make fast decisions. We have to move fast from the place to the place. And I used to move a lot, work on the weekends, work through the work week definitely. And boxing style is... boxing style with the speed is the something what could surprise people, you know, because a lot of people love speed. They're wowing when they see the speed of all, like, I want to have like that. What could bring you this type of the speed? And we are always amazed with the speed, right? When we see something like a very fast, we have superheroes as a Flash or something, you know. I love to touch my limits with the speed, to see how many punches I can do, what I can do, how many jumps I can do in the 1 minute on the one leg or something like that. Everything is about speed. It makes me to feel very crazy. I love to do quick shadow boxing, quick boxing back in the sparring trade to surprise opponents with the speed. Love it.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Pavel, for your time as always. Is there any final remarks you want to tell the people at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
My final message to people: train smart, train a lot, think about your future. Don't only focus in the same time on the trainings. Also remember about people who you love and who help you to came in the position where you are right now. And never stop towards your goal, because a lot of people will judge you for your activities. A lot of people are going to be jealous to the old steps what you're accomplishing. And I just wish you to become who you want to become, and to come and train. You know, follow me and we'll train together. We'll just we'll go together through the all hardships, setbacks. I try to give a lot of people motivation, you know, on my broadcast channel, on the Instagram too. I try to share with them my experience, and day by day try to show people there is no chance to stop. We still have to do it.
Follow Pavel Trusov on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat. We will see you all next time.
I'm coming for the kill.